I absolutely agree, and we're not just BIM Crunch as well are very much supportive of the initiative. I think it's absolutely brilliant, so well done. It's not just for the sake of it as well. We have had quite a lot of female interviewees on the site as of late, and it's because not just because they're a woman, it's because they're incredibly interesting with a brilliant story to tell or some great insights that would be of interest to our readership. So yes, Women in BIM is brilliant, and if any more women want to get involved and perhaps help with that core team or get involved on LinkedIn, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so I mean, as you know, the social media presence is quite strong. So through LinkedIn or Twitter, but I think again, the BIM community misunderstands how many people are actually on Twitter. I think not as many as you'd think in the wider industry. So the point that I make is, I guess, get in touch with me. I'll add you to the group. There's a email address on my website, and just send me an email, and we'll get you involved.
Fantastic. Rebecca, it's been very, very insightful chatting to you. And before you do go, however, we've got time for some quick fire questions as part of the Crunch Time interviews, because we've got to know you professionally and now we're going to get to know you a little bit personally as well. So, if you're ready, here comes the Crunch Time quick fire questions. So, which actress would you choose to play yourself in a film of your life?
I don't actually know if there is one, but a couple of people have said that I resemble Christina Ricci. She's quite, we kind of look the same. So I think she would be the actress that resembles me. And she's actually quite, I quite like her as an actress. She's quite unique. So I would say Christina Ricci.
Nice choice. What was the last thing you laughed at? Not counting anything in this interview.
Okay. Two words, Michael Scott. So I love The Office, the US series. It is brilliant. Whenever I'm having a stressful day, all I need to do is watch 5 minutes of that, and I'm on the floor. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I love The Office. It is incredible. The finale as well is one of the best. It's up there with Friends, isn't it?
I agree. It was fantastic.
Now, what is your favourite fruit?
I don't eat enough fruit, and I'm terrible. And it's really funny. In Australia, I used to eat loads of fruit, but I don't eat a lot of fruit here. If I'd go for anything, it'd probably be an apple, just because I should eat more. But I generally don't eat much fruit. It's terrible.
Never mind. Now, where's your favourite holiday destination?
Well, I mean, I'm an Australian, so that's an easy one to answer. But I don't know if Australia would be a holiday destination for me because it's home. So I mean, I'm a huge fan of the sun, and I crave the sun. Everybody laughs at me, and I think when people listen to this, they'll probably laugh and chuckle because I always complain about the weather, which I'm allowed to, I'm Australian. But I basically, I just anywhere in Greece, Spain, I mean anywhere on a beach really. So that is what I like.
Yeah, anyway, on a beach with an apple.
Exactly. Right.
Who was the most famous person you've ever met?
Well, there was, I mean, really exciting. There was one moment I was standing on Oxford Street, and I was kind of, because I used to work in an office which is just at kind of the point of Oxford Circus. And I went for a walk around the corner to grab a coffee, and I saw Elizabeth Hurley.
Wow.
And I kid you not, I was blown away. Like, she is amazing. Like, she was so tall, and I got her autograph. So
Oh, nice. Well, at least you spoke to her. That's cool.
yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Well, you blow my mind. I think you've trumped mine,
Okay.
which is probably Sam Smith or Ellie Goulding. I'm not really sure which one. But yes, I think you might have trumped that. Well done. What is your biggest phobia?
I guess living overseas, you kind of, when you're not in your kind of in your natural home, you always worry about things like, people and family and stuff across the other side of the world. And I think that always sits kind of in the back of my mind anyway. I mean, I always like to go back to Australia as much as I can, but I always fear, when you think something's going to happen or whatever. Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest fear, I guess.
And finally, what is your career highlight?
I think, when starting the business, it was really exciting, and a couple of events I attended, my logo was up on the screen at big events and stuff, and it was really exciting because I thought, this is great. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I'm really happy about what I'm doing, and I think that's the key to the work you do. As long as you're happy doing it, then that's all that matters. But yeah, just seeing, I guess seeing my logo and seeing presence for my company at large industry events is pretty special.
I am into that because I've just experienced that quite a bit, which was great. It's so good, isn't it? The buzz of, you know, your baby, your baby's up there. It was brilliant. Now, Rebecca, before you go, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today. Before you do go, where can people find you on social media if they want to, you know, extend the conversation? Where can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I'm through my website, but I'm also on Twitter with @VectorChico and @digital_node, LinkedIn, I guess that's pretty much it. But also the Women in BIM group is also on Twitter as well. I think I mentioned that, but that's @WomenInBIM as well. So any of those avenues and you'll find me.
Brilliant, Rebecca. Well, thank you very much for your time. And BIM Crunch listeners, if you enjoyed the interview, there'll be another one in 2 weeks' time, so make sure you stay tuned.